My gosh. You tell me when we're ready.
We're ready.
We're ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're back.
Ready for takeoff.
We are ready for takeoff.
Actually,
so
we just landed.
That's not even sarcastic. Let's start with a little bit of gratitude.
I feel like I'm a mile away from here.
I am so grateful that we actually got home last night.
Yeah,
I did
wow.
not think her flight was going to make it home.
No, there was like NATOs and stuff over here by Chi-Town.
There was. I'm grateful for that pilot. What a smooth, kind of bumpy ride we had.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my bed. I'm grateful that we're here today, able to. I'm grateful for the whole conference. I'm grateful for the whole week. For the love of Kale. No, seriously.
Seriously.
The level of gratitude I have right now cannot even be measured.
I know. It's amazing. I'm grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration. That's a nonprofit we started to help people go plant-based to reverse their disease, save a whole bunch of animals and the planet at the same time. So welcome back, and we're ready to crush it and then take a nap.
People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and breaking free from the standard American diet. Now we're leading a global movement using lifestyle medicine, plant-based nutrition, neuroscience, and real-life coaching to help people prevent and reverse disease. And wow. People do know us. People do recognize us. And I mean, we just got back from DC at the International Conference of Nutrition and Medicine. And what went down has got me
like wound up. Like you still have the tag wound up around your neck. We're back. It's like Ferris Bueller. It's you're still here. It's over.
It's just.
it's.
I mean.
Just crazy.
I can't even. I'm just leaving it. That's it. It does. It doesn't want to leave me. It doesn't want to leave me. ICNM did not want
mine.
Me to leave.
I got my little.
And I didn't want to leave. But we're so grateful to be back. We're so grateful for everybody to be here. Don't forget to like, subscribe. You know, you're going to want to share it after the end
Seriously.
Of this episode.
I'm just thinking about how much time the plane was delayed. You know how much like elbow bumping time we could have had, like really mingling with people?
The way we, so
My
it was
goodness.
Really hard to leave.
I know.
It was really hard to leave. We didn't want to miss our flight. We are running, not running out, but we were really pushing our time. We were pushing our time. No,
I'm like,
I wasn't.
We're fine. We're straight to the end. That's it. I mean, what did we miss out on? 60 seconds of it?
We missed out on.
And then a whole bunch more after that. Questions and, oh.
Yeah, we had to go. We had to go. Right. We had to get to the airport.
Yeah, so I could sit there for 4 hours. Comfortable. Mm.
That was, you forgot the whole adventure of just pulling up to the airport.
Oh, oh my gosh. Hey, if you ever want to go to the airport and pay for the ride twice, just have Stephanie go with you, and she will conveniently leave her cell phone in the car.
I can't believe that happened.
Hey, you want to bring that back?
I can't believe that happened.
She's well, like freaking out. I'm like,
that's totally not true.
We'll get it.
I mean, I was freaking out, but you like right when I got out, you know, I'm looking for my phone because I was just in the like I'm just still looking at my picture of me and Greek. Well, the one where I was looking away.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got this one moment with him and I'm not even looking at the camera. So I was just reminiscing and next thing you know, we're at the airport and I've got to get out of the car. And I slide out and now as soon as
instead of getting out, you slid across to get out on my side.
Yeah, I always get out
on
your side.
All the cars and stuff, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then right away I was like, okay, we're out. Now let me get my phone back in my hand so that I have my boarding pass ready to go.
Well, we got our bags over to the curb. We did all this and stuff. And for some reason, I see the trunk shut and I see H745. That's the number on the trunk.
I'm still like, how do you remember that?
I don't, because it was right in my face. Because the universe said, remember this. And it was right in my face. And then, you know, he's gone and we're over there. And
so
then
all
of a sudden I see her pocket dancing. I'm like, oh, I can't find my phone. I can't find my phone.
I'm like, I'm dumping my whole backpack out right here now.
He's gone.
Guys, it was like a movie. It was like that slow motion moment where I was like, oh, my phone, my Grieger's email. You know, I was just like, I just got his email. And then all of a sudden my phone and I'm looking at you like, do something because I can't even call anybody right now. Like this was They just took all my videos and my pictures.
Your phone is there. I did something, folks.
Well, the first thing you said was...
You know what I'm going to get for that?
Thank you.
I get some claps, man.
You do. He got my phone back.
Yeah.
I had to go outside and just kind of calm down, do some box breathing. And I was out there like, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
She's like, well, I need my phone. I'm like, I just need to get inside where the AC is.
You're like, well, I guess you're going to have to buy a new one. And then I was
we'll get a new one. Don't worry about it.
We're not getting a new one. Call up the hotel. We got it. The guy drove back. He brought my phone back, and I'm really grateful to that guy.
I just called the cab company and said, yo, you got a car, H745, just dropped us off, picked us up from Hilton. I'm looking at my location. I'm watching her little face go all the way back to the Hilton. I'm like, and
the Hyatt.
I'm so sorry. So, I should know. I got a Grand Hyatt pen here.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, the Grand Hyatt there in D.C. So I'm watching him go, and he's just like parked out in front there. So I'm called the guy. I'm like, yo, you got to have this guy come back. Start the meter. Get that freaking phone back. Your stat. So we can make sure we have it for the next 4 hours while we sit there for the flight.
So once I get the phone back, they make this announcement that our flight's been delayed.
Well, your flight's been delayed for about 3 days.
Then we got on another plane. Then they deplaned us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this one's delayed also.
But the first time we even got on the plane, by the way, it didn't take me but 30 seconds to already get somebody on Planspiration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how it happened.
I don't know. I don't even have the bags put away yet. And you're like, oh, yeah, we're... Are you on social? Yeah, there we are. Look at this. Check
yeah,
this
he
out.
Turns around. He's like, what? How the heck did that just happen? I was like, I don't even remember.
By the time I actually sat in a seat and buckled up, she's like, I'm starting your program. I'm like, this is awesome.
Well, she had a lot of questions, and I had a lot of answers. And
you had the right answers.
Well, the right answer is when you eat whole food plant-based, you can prevent and reverse disease. You can treat it. We've known it for decades.
Yeah. In any order, when somebody's ready to hear it and they're asking questions,
boom.
Any of that, they're in.
They don't call me a plant interventionist for nothing.
That's right.
By the time we deplaned and got back on, she's like, I told my whole family.
Oh, yeah. We're all on board.
She's like, we're all doing it. And that's what we're doing here today. I cannot believe it's episode 40, actually. Guys, we made it to episode 40.
I know. Holy cow.
I'm tired.
The crowd goes wild.
I am so tired. I'm not even going to lie. I didn't get to bed till 2 in the morning, and that is like not okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
I need my sleep, especially after we just heard more evidence on why I'm such obsessiveness about sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, sleep is directly tied to chronic disease. If we don't get enough sleep, our gut gets all messed up. But, you know, join Planspiration. I'll teach you how to get all that stuff down.
Well, yeah. I'll help a little, too.
Most podcasts don't make it past episode 3.
Wow.
Can you believe that? And we just kept showing up. I can,
because still by that time, I was like, I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. I'm not doing good. I don't know. Well, I didn't know what the hell the problem was. You know, I was like,
I did. Yeah, I didn't know what it was either. It was causing some stress between us.
Well, I wanted to do this so bad, just spread the story and help people. For people that are ready to hear it, they'll hear it.
Well, authentic is that you're being honest, that even this was, you know, another life movement we did, like, oh, let's start a podcast. But like I explained it to somebody this week, we really went into it like, you know what, I'm just going to show them how we use our own tools to do something next. You know, we've lost the weight, we've reversed the disease.
Something different, a change is something that you haven't done before that you might be a little worried about.
I had a conversation with Grieger. Sorry, that's just where my head's at right now. I can't wait to talk about that.
So you got his email back?
Got his email back, but anyway, what I wanted to say is 90% of podcasts don't hit the 20th episode.
Wow.
So here we are at 40 episodes, and I just want to say we've done the same coaching to ourselves as we've done to our members, and it's really about consistency and using the tools that we teach, because I'm tired, and I know the members are going to be like, how do you do it? Well, I made a commitment.
Well, it's from the plants. I have the energy to kick ass.
That too. We get home so late, by the way. Just let me give people an idea of what went on.
Man.
As we're passing Woodman's at 12:30, midnight and a half, I'm thinking, I should have gotten groceries. The thing I coach people to do, I didn't do.
Uh-huh.
Like, plan ahead. Didn't do it. I sat down with Grieger. I met Dean Ornish. I didn't think about food.
No.
I was in thrival mode.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
So I'm taking a shower, and you're already making tempeh. That's all we really had was tempeh barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I always got you got to have a thing of tempeh laying around. You just cut it into strips. You know, you get little, just nuke it up and a little barbecue sauce.
We heated it up, one and done. Like 30 seconds. We're not talking like an hour. We're talking 30 seconds. So this is the part of the podcast where I go, how was your week? But we've spent more time together this week than we have in a year.
Yeah. So I could ask you, how was your week?
I sat down with Dr. Grieger.
I know. I was right there. You didn't even notice because we were sitting there with Grieger.
I've never really like...
Well, that was great. I mean, we were introduced to him, right?
So kind. Just what?
Right?
Hey, I'd like you to meet John and Stephanie Ignafo, Plantspiration. I just lost...
You're like,
I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. I genuinely.
But it was great. It was right there in the morning. He's like, he's like, come on, I want to hear all about it. You know, about Plantspiration. Let's sit down.
Hey, could I, I was being very generic, I guess. Hey, could I get a picture? I didn't want to take his time. I didn't want to be interruptive. I even asked Jill, I don't want to be rude. You know,
well,
she's like, no,
he's
fine.
You're from. You know, who are you? Where are you from? Whatever, you know.
Yeah, he's like, come on and sit down. And that 30 second walk to go sit down, I tripped over a chair. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was just flashing before my, I'm trying to think of what do I say? What do I say? And and usually I'm at a perfect flow. It just comes out of me.
Yeah.
But something happened. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking when you were watching? Yeah, what were you thinking when you were watching this happen? Because you're always cool.
I hope she's got that elevator pitch down. Well, no, when we were still standing there, we met him and told him from Plantspiration is nonprofit. True. We started and we're, excellent community that we're doing, lifestyle medicine. I mean, you just lay it out there so nice. And he's like, wow, that's great. I want to hear more about it. Let's go sit down. And wow, we all went over there with our oatmeal.
And for those who may not know, Dr. Michael Grieger is seriously one of the first people I saw speak. When I was trying to explain to people what was going on, I was going to his work all the time. I was referencing his work. I must have sent that video of him saying, I'm Dr. Michael Grieger. I started nutritionfacts.org because my grandmother back in, I think the 70s, she went to Pritikin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is just racing right now of just the amazingness.
Yeah, but I don't want to misquote his story, but it's amazing when his grandmother, she got sent home from the hospital. She was done, right?
So many stents,
heart disease.
Then she went
and learned about...
Basically, diet and lifestyle changes, and she ended up living...
Another 30 years.
Yeah, another 30 years, and he became a doctor, and he's been on a mission to bring this information in. But we heard about that all week long.
He goes over all the studies, so you don't have to.
Basically,
you know the guy.
Yeah. Everybody knows Dr. Grieger. Awesome, everybody knows his work, and we're grateful for it.
You should, and I'm glad you're here, and we're going to talk about it.
We're grateful for that. So day one of ICNM, it started off with, Dr. Neil Barnard's talking about it's never too late to change, and don't we know it?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what gets us there is just... I'm still at a loss for words. Take me through the week. What were you thinking when you watched me doing that? That's what I'm saying. Did I get everything out right? Did I say all the right things?
To Dr. Grieger?
Yes, I'm still on
that. Oh, yeah. That was awesome because it ended with, well, that's great. We got to really get you guys out there. Here's my email. You got a pen, blah, 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 and wrote it down.
That's right. He said all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm lack of sleep.
You're like, no, but I have my phone. I'll try to type it.
I couldn't even see what I was doing. Then I whipped out these. You're like, don't do it.
Yeah, she's got a reader. So
I needed them. I was like, let me put these on. But anyway.
That was awesome. It was awesome. It was great.
And the whole load of information. Just everybody who put, thank you to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine for putting this on.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. It's exactly what gets us so fired up to come back home and say, you guys, there's something that we can do. Mm-hmm. There's something that we can do, and we're going to teach you how to do it because we've been through it. We know what it looks like to be crippled, sick, unable to move, riddled with chronic disease, 150 pounds heavier.
And questioning everything now.
Oh, man. And that's the truth. Just amazing room of doctors, people, and just
It was awesome.
The energy is just unbelievable, and I can't wait to get to Monday. I can't wait to get to our class this week. I can't wait.
It was just so much information. By the end of the first day, it was just, I was thinking, how am I ever going to even get to sleep?
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard.
A ton of information.
Like the Petris.
Love it.
There was that too.
Yeah, right.
John goes to give me a kiss goodnight. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, good night, Mrs. Petri.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, the two double beds. I'm like, dude, I'm not, it's like trying to sleep in one little bed together. It's like, no. All right, bigger bed next time. But hey, other than that, we're crushing it.
The whole International Conference of Nutrition and Medicine, by the way, was really amazing this year. And I say it every year that I just thought that was the best. And then this year it was like, wow, this was really incredible. They really got into women's health and men's health.
Yep.
And they covered all chronic diseases. And of course, to hear Dean Ornish play those testimonies of people reversing Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's. Yeah. Okay, we're talking some serious stuff. He talked about reversing prostate cancers. You know, we heard about hormone replacement therapy, or now called, was it menopausal replacement therapy?
Yeah, now it's MRT.
They're changing it up a little bit, but, you know, and that's my job to get this information so that we can help people also make informed medical decisions, you know, break out the latest in evidence-based how to do it. The first guy.
I'm
still stuck on the first guy with
the very first guy was Dr. Kim Williams, you know, after Neil Barnard started it off.
I was thinking of the guy from the AMA, but Kim Williams, his talk.
Oh, that was like the first guy.
And then I was telling you, you got up.
On Friday.
You got up right when Dr. Williams was talking about that cholesteremia.
Yeah.
Like in the Mona Lisa picture.
Spotting
the buildup of cholesterol under the skin.
Little white highlight like closer to the corner of the eye-ish area.
I can't remember the medical term for what it was, but it was a buildup of cholesterol. And he brought up the picture of the Mona Lisa. And in the painting, you could see this like blot.
Wow.
In the painting. Da Vinci,
just
interest. Now I was like looking at everybody like, do they have cholesterol problems? Like, can you see it?
Telltale, full blast.
It isn't, but it is a good.
It's something to.
Yeah, you can pay attention to that.
It's literally a highlight.
We came, we saw, we kicked butt. That's how I felt there, just the information. And when the American Medical Association guy came out, I'm calling him a guy. How rude.
His name is.
Thank you.
Dr. Bobby Mukamala. And he's the president of the American Medical Association.
What a story.
What a story, Mark. I'm telling you.
Not a dry eye.
No doubt.
There was a lot of emotions that went into this conference because people are so personable. You know, these doctors are sharing these stories. Mm-hmm. They're so moving because they went to medical school. That's what this is really all about,
right?
In my mind, like from my perspective.
Oh, yeah.
They went to medical school, all of them, the most prestigious schools you could go to. You know, here we have the head of the American Medical Association, and he stumbled across lifestyle medicine.
Yeah.
And the same story. Why didn't they teach us this in medical school?
Right.
But his story was a little different. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Right. It was about the size of an orange.
Yeah, I remember when you leaned over and said right away, he's like, that's an orange. And here he was standing here. he was doing a speech, basically. And everybody thought he was having a stroke or maybe a TIA. And he quickly was rushed to the emergency room when he got back home. By the time he got back home, she had already found out about whole food plant-based, took all the animal out because it increases your risk of heart attack, increases your risk of stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And she removed everything from the house. This story is unbelievable. He ended up getting the diagnosis of the tumor, taking his board exam for lifestyle medicine, and lo and behold, he's here talking about that they weren't teaching diet and lifestyle in medical school, and he's here today to get this information out so that more doctors, more physicians, clinicians get on lifestyle medicine coaches to help their clients.
That's awesome.
Get this down.
For sure. And if you didn't hear, we're talking about the president of the AMA. The American Medical Association. Like, this is a big thing when the president of it is plant-based. You know, this is awesome because they're really pushing to get, you know, proper training, getting more of this in schooling, and because it's freaking necessary.
And it wasn't this year, I noticed it wasn't even wasn't dedicated to diet.
Right.
It was lifestyle medicine heavy this year, and I was thrilled to hear this because we've been, you know, like we say to everybody. Ornish
was in the house. You're like, yo, we.
Oh, yeah. And then when you know, when everybody was buzzing the minute they said Ornish is here, because the last 2 years he came in virtually.
Yeah.
And then when he was here, I was like, well, you can see it in my picture I posted. Like, yeah. I'm embarrassed to almost share it because I have that holy kale.
Holy kale look.
I mean... I think I said that on the picture, like, for the love of kale.
Probably.
I couldn't even breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I looked at the same thing I was going to say to him 52 times while I was waiting, and then I get up there, and again, in these moments, anybody else, it rolls right off.
Mm-hmm.
But standing there in front of the mentor, the person who changed the trajectory of our lives to this degree,
like,
what do you say?
He's like the form, you know? Like
ultimate.
He's got, I'll tell you what you say. I say, how you doing? I'm John Ignoff. I'm the vice president, co-founder of Plantspiration. And you know,
said, thank you for saving
me. I said, and all the, thank you for all of the work that you've done. You've saved my family's life. And shook his hand. He was like, wow, that made my day.
Yeah.
And then I whipped up my phone and got a nice selfie with him.
Your selfies are the best.
I know.
Mine are not. Every one of these pictures, I just look like a deer in the headlight. I make this face that I just cringe. So many good moments I don't post.
Right when you're about to take a picture, her face like,
I can't believe I'm here right now. That's what's going on. I can't.
It's great.
It's true. I can't believe I'm here. Look what we're doing.
And better than that was the Grieger picture I took when we're sitting down. It's like, I'm a half a second to click in it, and somebody calls her name, and she turns her head. I'm like, and Dr. Greer's like, well, we'll stand up and take a couple more.
And then that gal came over and said, just right away, she's like, give me your phone, I'll take them.
Yeah.
You know, and I just thought, how awesome to sit down and have this chat with him.
I know.
He was interested in what I was saying.
He was freaking excited about it.
He was. He couldn't believe all the diseases that I had reversed. Then that we started the nonprofit. Then that we were just paying it forward and volunteering our time. That was it.
Yeah.
He was like, how can we support? We've got to connect.
We got to get you guys out there. You know, I just love it. Oh, my God. It was awesome.
I'm in the vortex. We're in the vortex.
That was great.
Did you see me trying to type?
Yeah.
With my no chip?
I know. You're like,
I was like, great. Everything.
Just like your hands are shaking. You're all nervous and shit. Because it was, I'm like, who has a pen?
I didn't have a pen on me.
I have one now, and it's from the Grand Hyatt in D.C.
Do I usually, we had such a good time. Do I usually get that nervous?
Yeah.
What?
Well, with, big name, big people.
Big mentors.
Mentors. Even with, I could just call him Neil at this point. Hey, John, how you doing? Hey, Neil, what's
up?
He's so sweet. Yeah, he is. He's great.
What did he tell you? What did you say to me this morning, too?
Oh, my gosh. Again, he was like, man, I got to tell you, that Plantspiration tote bag is the best. He's like, I use it every day. It's awesome. It's heavy duty.
Thank you, Dr. Barnard.
So, yeah, I was like, thank you very much.
If you guys want the same bag, you
can
go.
Yeah, you can go to the merch area.
It is strong.
Yeah,
he
uses it every day. I mean, the guy is awesome.
He's so.
And when he was on the panel, I know it was the spiral little notebook.
I saw that.
With the pen in it. Right,
I saw that. I gave that to him when he was in Chicago.
Yeah, it was a goodie bag.
It was.
It was great.
Well,
you invite us down there to talk, and you know,
yeah,
that was awesome.
It was. The whole thing is surreal. Still, like I said, we just landed. I couldn't sleep. I was literally still buzzing from everything. You know, what am I going to say on the podcast? We sat at a table with doctors and all these amazing people and Amy, hello. Like all of these moments, all I keep thinking, hold on, is I got to get it out. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
No, that's not what it was.
But that's what went through my head because you had to go say
that. Stephanie and John. No, it was Rick, Amy, Martin, Jeff, Chris, Jacob.
I remembered.
That's who it was.
Thank you to all of them. What a fabulous night.
That was a great table, doctors and great people. We just had a good time, good chat.
We were cracking up. Yeah. We were all just having a good time. It I mean, look awesome. At the work they're doing. We got other Food for Life instructors. I was sitting at the table with other instructors. Oh my God. I was like,
you guys don't even know. It's like the first we get there, you know, you check in, dump your bags. Well, after I hang all my clothes up meticulously.
He's so ridiculous. He's got to hang. I watch him. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm getting him out of the bag.
I just take some stuff out and iron it the night before and get it ready.
Yeah.
But you're like breaking out drawers and stuff.
Oh, I'm like hanging this stuff. I'm moving in. All right. I'm going to be here for a few days. So, but no, you hang it up right away. And that way there's not so much ironing the next day. But anyways, true. We dump out our stuff. It's like a traditional, let's order some food at Fruitive. Thank you,
Fruitive. Right there, down the street from the Hyatt. Yeah, it's like right there. I mean, they're a big part of, actually, they help sponsor, I believe.
Yep, they're in there.
The International Conference of Nutrition, they have the most incredible kale yes salad.
Yeah.
For the love of kale.
That's super delicious.
I needed some nutrition right away. I waited all year for this. We pull up to Fruitive and we stocked up.
Yeah, so yeah, I just ordered that stuff and then we're heading down the street and we run over to CVS, you know, we get our water and
it's our routine.
Yeah, a couple gallons of water. And on our way back, we're like walking, going to get our food, and it's like, hey, there's Plantspiration. Hey, you guys. Like, and I actually looked down. I wasn't wearing any Plantspiration gear. I'm like, holy cow.
You're like, do you know who that is? And I was like, I have no idea.
Well, they know who we are. No doubt. That was so awesome.
Tell me, yeah, what you're... Hello. Yeah, come say hello.
Go in the comments and whatever. You know, leave a message. Yeah. Is that my fingers going on?
You can leave a comment underneath.
Comment, yeah.
Yeah, we want to know how you're doing.
That
was
awesome.
How was your week?
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's how that
happened several times going through the...
It was crazy. It was a little surreal.
Walking through the lobby, different days, you know. Hey, and then... Well, are you John with Stephanie in Plantspiration? I'm like, yeah, I am. He's like, man, you guys got a great podcast. I listen to your podcast. Crazy. So thank you very much. And I forgot his name. So sorry. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
But thank you. Yeah. Come on. That's awesome.
There was that time at the table when I don't know which one of us mentioned the podcast. We were kind of, you know, everybody sits down and then it's really about sharing. It gets into... How did you get here?
It's about networking with people. But you know, whether you're at dinner, you're at the table, you're at lunch getting food or whatever.
Let me explain, though.
Rubbing shoulders or whatever you
call
it.
Of course, but I think everybody is interested in what got us here mm-hmm. and into the plants. Everybody has a story of how they got there.
Oh, yeah.
It's near death. It's life-altering, identity-shifting stories that people have.
Yeah.
So when we meet at this convention specifically, it's a common question. How did you get here?
Yeah.
What got you here?
What got you on the plants?
So the table is what I'm saying is, mm-hmm. you know, here we've got all these amazing lectures. We've heard all this information is
mind
blowing.
You know, everybody there is just crushing it. They want to do better. And
yeah.
They're there and they want to help their patients.
Everybody
even more.
Got out of this cave.
Yeah.
It's really like everybody who got out of the cave is really what I want to say. Like, we see it, we know. Now, how do we inspire other people mm-hmm. to get on to the plants and to understand diet and lifestyle? This feels so good, you know? It's,
right. Well, I think we're really filling the gap because doctors, as we hear, you know, they have a standard protocol that they take, that they mm-hmm. do, and they only have so much time. But we're filling the gap. And, you know, for the doctors, we're doctor recommended.
Yes.
And we have a doctor referral program.
Yes.
So we just can get, you know, any patients, anybody that needs more help. They need to learn about the plants. They need coaching. Everybody could use some coaching help in starting this and getting going on it.
They do. And we had several doctors and physicians assistants have referred their patients to our program because it's a behavior change. It takes some time. It's not something that they can do in that 30 minutes meeting with the patient.
Or in a 6-week program for $5,000 or whatever I heard there. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, one of my members was telling me.
I'm like, don't you say that. That's...
Yeah, other program was like $3,000 or $5,000 and she was in that moment like, wow, have you heard of Plantspiration? $50 a month. And I think when people hear that,
we got to go, but we're not like the Walmart of healthcare. We're here to help everybody. We're not just low prices, just get you in the door.
No,
it's just set like this. This is it.
Yeah.
That's our plan to until we have big enough donations where it's completely free.
Exactly. We need some donors. We need, you know, but we're just
run
taking
down the
off.
List. What is all that? You know, you got a whole you know, on Monday all the coaching lives and you know.
It's very hands-on. Mm-hmm. I do Monday motivation live coaching. I do Tuesday grocery hauls, which kind of goes through what I'm bringing home every week. We're living the lifestyle.
Which also is, you know, coincides with what we're cooking that Wednesday in our nutrition education and cooking class.
Always. So there's nutrition education. There's inspiration going on that Tuesday. Like I said, we're practicing what we teach. We're actually living it. And that's what...
Mm-hmm. That's the way you do it.
Excuse me. We're in the middle of recording our podcast.
Stop it.
Isabel, we'll call her back. She's working. She's working on Plantspiration mm-hmm. stuff right now. Mm-hmm. And okay, so I do the almost daily lifestyle medicine coaching. Thursday is more neuroscience-based coaching. I get into more mm-hmm. why this works.
And a little review of what went down last night in case you missed it at class.
Exactly.
Should have been there, but I know people have other stuff they're doing.
On Wednesday night, we do have a nutrition yeah. education and cooking class, and it's mm-hmm. tied in with lifestyle medicine. So actually this week's topic is going to be on reversing heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Heart disease is still the leading killer.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the leading killer, and still we're not hearing commercials that this is something that can be reversed. And when I talk about preventing, reversing, and treating heart disease through diet and lifestyle, that means getting people are getting off medications. This is done naturally. This isn't, you know, we did talk about some medications and, you know, how they can be helpful, you know, doctors doing that stuff, but our job is to teach people how to embrace the lifestyle, how to get it down. There's so many questions right away, and we know. So it depends on who you are, where you're coming in, what, you know, metabolic disease we're going to be attacking,
right.
how we're going to attack it.
Well, that's just it. You meet people where they're at, and I know everybody's heard that, but you also don't, you know, say, you know, if you're going to have a little bit of meat, it's okay or whatever. And like, you really lay it out there and you tell them how, you know, what information is out there so they can make the best decision.
What was that line? I mean, I could talk about all the mm-hmm. speakers at ICNM, the lineup was 3 days from Dr. Christy Funk, Kim Williams, Dean Ornish. Of course, Michael Greger was the last mm-hmm. talk. There were so many.
Vanita Raman.
Of course, Dr. Raman. Yeah. Amazing. We have, let's not forget, Dr. Put It to the Test, Kelly Ova.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's her new nickname for me.
Yeah,
I
no
mean,
doubt,
every
no doubt.
Time she is speaking, she's like, well, we put it to the test. And what we found out was, and I am just amazed at her. There isn't any test that she hasn't done, a study, a research. It's incredible what she's done.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's just a ton
go down
of
the
great
list.
People. I mean, you got Ted Barnett.
Oh, you want to go down? Of course. How could I forget Dr. Barnett?
I know.
That was incredible.
Seriously.
We even heard from Dr. Clapper and Dr. Bill Bolshewitz.
I know.
They were involved in this lifestyle medicine, you guys. Let me just explain something. Plantspiration is the next evolution of lifestyle medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken proven science of a low-fat, whole food plant-based diet and merged it with neuroscience, the behavior change of lifestyle medicine coaching, and real-time coaching I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is live throughout the week. So people don't just know what to do. They actually do it for life. We're global, we're affordable, and built for retention. Where most programs stop at education, we take members through identity shifts, nervous system regulation. We heard a lot about that mm-hmm. this week. You know, when we're stressed out, it affects our gut. It affects our whole
health. That's everything.
And daily community support so that people can reverse disease, lose weight, and actually keep it off without gimmicks, calorie counting, or vegan junk food, which was really talked about this
week.
Oh,
yeah. We talked about a lot of junk food, ultra high process, minimally
processed.
Let's
break it down for people.
The NOVO scale that's really kind of not a good scale.
And we heard them talk about that last week.
Yeah. I mean, I'd also like to say...
Explain the NOVA scale.
It was good. We will. It was good on the skin. I was listening. Roxanne Becker, Dr. Becker,
awesome.
Right at, from the Physicians Committee.
I could listen to her talk all day,
skin,
too.
I've been making sure I get good nutrients.
Dr. Gemma Newman.
Yep.
She covered vitamins.
Yeah, and supplements.
And the AI stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was really scary.
Yeah, the video of her that somebody AI created, and it's totally not her giving up some bogus information about something.
Somebody like, made an AI video of her promoting a vitamin, a vitamin, and she's just showing that this is not her doing this, that AI has spread to a level of... Here's what's going on.
I mean, if I would have just saw that video,
I would have thought right away, oh, like, sure. Wow, she's promoting this.
But with her standing there in the video there, it was like, oh, yeah, that's not her. Listen to the voice. That's not quite. It was close. It was so close. You wouldn't have known.
But I also know that these lifestyle medicine doctors don't do stuff like that.
Well, no doubt.
So I would have been I wouldn't have realized it was AI, but I would have really been thrown back like, wow, I'm surprised that that's not really aligned with what we
exactly
teach. So
exactly.
That's what kind of got me,
because you know where she's at. That was disturbing to see that. And that stuff exists, seriously. It feels like to discredit doctors and stuff that are on the plants. I mean, I think it's definitely
pushed
a little more to discredit some doctors.
Well, the conversation was heavy on the marketing, a billion-dollar industry that goes into encouraging people to take all these supplements. And these supplements are not what's preventing, reversing, and treating disease. It's a billion-dollar marketing industry. And I've dealt with it with my own clients. Right. They're overdosing on vitamins. And we really got down to the latest science of there's so much that people aren't realizing because they're being influenced by somebody on Instagram or a friend or you should take this. And I mean, let's go back to the guy that when I walk into Myers every week,
oh man,
he's exactly,
hey, what do you think about this supplement?
That's every week. Like, and I'm like, are you on YouTube just watching these commercials? Because you're getting sucked into the marketing.
Seriously.
Come to class, join Plantspiration, and really learn what it takes for the evidence of living longer, reversing disease, reducing your risk of disease. Like, this is some serious stuff. And people get so distracted with the vitamins.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's terrible. I mean, besides all of that, we also heard from Dr. Christopher Gardner, right?
Yes. Is it Gardner?
Gardner. Sorry, I botched that up. But let me tell you, it was really interesting to see, where he's... worked for 2 years, volunteering to work.
Listen to this, you guys. To work, take this in.
To really go through everything and their, I should have had my stuff more prepared. But what he did, let me see.
Right, like here. We were saying on Friday night dinner, they were like, how do you have time to fit in a podcast? Well, first of all, we don't edit it. You guys, we're tired. We didn't get much sleep, but we're so excited to share this information. We come in here, we hit record. And what you see and hear is what you get. We're just doing it. So, Dr. Gardner always gives an incredible speech.
Yeah,
lecture.
He was nominated and then got in working for the American Health Association Scientific Advisory Board.
That's kind of a big deal.
You got to kind of go through all of the foods and
his background, by the way.
You're going to make me look for that.
Yeah, I think he's
amazing.
Is it Princeton or is it?
It's Stanford.
Stanford. He's a professor at Stanford. He teaches nutrition to doctors. He's the one that says doctors get about 80 minutes of nutrition.
Exactly.
And this was, how many minutes of nutrition did we get this week?
A lot. What do you mean?
3 days.
3 days, yeah.
Not 80 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes.
You guys, I'm looking over here. Do you see me holding my eyeballs open? 80 minutes doctors get in nutrition.
I'm telling you. It was amazing. So anyways, they have on this, with his researchers and stuff, they go through all the foods and they have to give the government, here, this is what we think the food should be,
recommendation for the country of what's the healthiest foods that we should be eating based on the latest research.
This influences school lunches, WIC cards, the other food card, and it was just amazing. They come up with a 421 page report, and then they turn it in like, oh, this is like, you got to cut this down to 4 pages.
The whole room was in shock.
Yeah. It needs to be 1/100th the size of
this. Let me make this clear. This is the information where your doctor is going to give you a recommendation on what you should be doing, because it seems to be the majority of the place where people get their information for health. The foods you should be eating. You know, and this is rigorous research. He's one of the top researchers in the industry. And the way that it was dismissed, dismantled, and destroyed is everybody should be aware you're responsible for your health and the information that you're in here learning about or hearing about. Don't just take our word for it. Do the research and be careful, because the nobody's going to do it for you. And we're talking about the biggest researchers working with the American Medical Association, the government guidelines for what we should be eating. What you're hearing, this beef tallow BS, ridiculous. This is all like, I'm just going to cut through the crap. That's the information that people are questioning me. What about beef tallow? What about collagen stuff? What about this?
With just what we've seen more and more of, and not just with health, but really anything across the board, we're not playing a fair game here.
Not even.
We're not even close. Like, they
look at what's going on, the way that they,
you know who they are.
Oh, he's directly, you know, he loves soy.
And what did they say? Even what they said in a report about who was nominated, and they were like, he's a prominent vegan.
What?
Like, they were just, they were, yeah.
No, I know, but just I'm looking at them like, do you guys hear this? So what's wrong with that when the research continues to show this is the only diet and lifestyle ever proven to reverse disease?
Well, look at, yeah.
We have a cure for heart disease, by the way. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
We have a cure for diabetes. We've had it for decades.
Yeah.
They've been in hospitals. They've been trying. That's what Dr. Garner said. Or Ornish, when they found this information, they believed in the 80s that this was just going to be the way medicine was. Was it Dr. Burnett who was talking about it?
Like, this is...
They just believed, wow, we found the cure.
Yeah, like, look at us.
Let's get everybody on board. And here we are 20, 30 years later, and Jack Squat has changed. I'm angry. Now I'm awake.
40, 50 years later. But anyways.
Now I'm awake.
Yeah, we're not playing a fair game.
Well, I'm mad because people weren't telling me. I missed those moments. My doctor didn't know how to tell me to reverse disease when I went in there every single month. What's wrong with me? People are shocked that I lose 100 pounds, that I lost the 100 pounds.
Yeah.
But then they're incredibly shocked to know the list of chronic diseases that I had. I sit up here like there's nothing wrong, you know, or that I didn't have all this stuff, I guess is how it looks. You forget. Like, I couldn't even go down that list for Grieger. I was like, we'll be here all day, man. Like, just, I was like, you know, I had all the other, the chronic diseases, but he heard
all
me
the
when
stuff
I,
everybody has.
But he heard me when I said I went from crippled to cranking.
Yeah.
Which, let me explain. I could only go down my stairs here in this house once a day. I missed massive opportunities. Prom dress shopping for my kids, concerts, events,
like AC/DC,
weddings.
Ozzy Osbourne and Metallica. And
wow, you didn't forget that, did you? Was it all those concerts?
I, for some reason, I can remember that. Yeah.
This was what my life was like before plants.
Yeah, that sucked.
And everybody asks, you know, like I said at the conference, when you sit down next to somebody, the conversation comes up. So how did you get into this? Everybody's curious to know what opened the door for you. And what opened the door for me was when my daughter said she wanted to go vegan in 2012.
Yeah.
And I said, we both did. That's dumb.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
We talked about...
I got to buy special milk now.
You didn't say it quite like that, did
no,
you?
No, but
it
well,
felt
I did
like
say that.
That
about the milk. Like, well, I gotta
we
buy
didn't
special
know.
Milk.
We didn't know.
And no, like everybody else. And I'm just here to tell you that I was wrong. And wow, it didn't take long. I mean, a week, I'm like, holy cow, I feel even better. It was a few days. And let's be honest,
it was,
and I
was a few days.
Okay, I could easily do this a week. And then by the end of the first week, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I could do a second week. And then at the end of the second week, I was like, I forgot to even think about it. It's like, this is just how I'm going to eat.
Well, and again, this
I lost about 50 pounds.
As you were talking, I'm thinking about really how this went down over here. And I want to give people a picture of my style of coaching hasn't really changed. Before I became a lifestyle medicine coach, this was exactly the approach I had with the family.
Yeah.
I would wake up every day and it would be like, how do you feel? How do you feel today? Out to all the kids. Mm-hmm. How do you feel today? Do you feel any different? And they would say, I slept better. Mm-hmm. I had more energy at school today, Mom. Mm-hmm. You were moving around like a maniac with your job. I was moving around the house. I was going like this with my hands going, John, look at my hands. Yeah. I had advanced osteoarthritis. You know, they talked about that, osteopenia, all the things that I had been diagnosed with came across.
Seriously. And I mean, I remember it was like, look at my ring. It's like just huge. I had to take it down two sizes at the jeweler.
Me.
Yeah, your ring.
I had to take, yes, I had to
I
take
my. I took it over to Ernie.
The wedding ring that I put on my hand in 1994. Mm. I was 23 years old. Mm-hmm. And I in my 40s, I lost so much weight and reverse disease that I had to get a smaller ring. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. Unless you're in the room at ICNM with everybody and you hear a lot of the same stories.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that guy who was 84 years old? Wow.
Uh-huh.
84, him and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
They come to these conferences. They travel all over. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're into nutrition. They're into lifestyle. Look at what they're talking about. People living to 100 left and right around me. Like, what is, I want this. What, this is why we're doing this.
I'm telling you.
How many people are hearing that from their doctors? You're not going to, yet you should.
No.
And that's what they're all talking about out there. Yeah, just what a... I'm grateful to be in this circle of lifestyle medicine. I'm grateful to be known as a lifestyle medicine coach and having a lifestyle medicine program. And we just want more people to learn how to get this exciting, life-saving, life-changing stuff down. And none of this would be happening if it wasn't for the Plantspiration members.
That's right.
You know, just starting this and getting it down.
That's
right. Hey, you know what I realized?
You know what you realize? You don't have to realize it.
Oh, dang it.
I didn't, I did not go through the health report for our Plantspiration health report.
It's okay. I'm proud of what we've
done. I don't have any numbers, but they're there.
They're there.
Well, this is a great reason for you guys to tune in next week, and we'll have all the numbers down for our Plantspiration health report.
Well, let me just explain. We started the Plantspiration health report when we started this podcast. Like I was saying.
Well, after going to ICNM, you know, so many times, it's like, we don't have like clinical studies or trials, but people are kicking butt, reversing disease, getting off their medicines, losing weight, feeling great, sleeping better, everything. So we got to like do something.
That's exactly what it was. And I mentioned that at dinner to these doctors and they were like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys were just doing all that over there?
Yeah. Yeah, right, right. And I'm we're almost at a ton of weight people have lost just since we started this podcast.
2,000 pounds. We're almost two, so everybody keep going.
Yeah, get in there and do your health report.
They're coming to...
After you poop in the morning, because you'll probably be
I know, we hear a lot of that.
Well, we're getting good amount of fiber.
It's exactly why I started the health report, because I wanted to share the... what people are doing over here, and it's absolutely amazing. I was just looking at the trim. It looks so nice in here, all of this. We got to get the shelves up.
No doubt.
Coming home and walking into a house that smells like fresh paint and all clean. I can't believe we made it through all that, too. That's what was funny is people were like, how did you guys do? I was like, how do you guys know we're doing this?
I'm telling you, geez.
They were listening to the podcast.
That was certainly a month of sawdust, or not sawdust, but drywall dust and paint everywhere. And
there was a lot. There was a lot going on. Look, I'm sweating just thinking about the conversation with Gregor. That just happened yesterday. That happened like 24 hours ago.
You're still hopped up on that, huh?
I'm seriously. That's,
I mean, that was awesome. That was awesome. You're going to really crap and you're like, shit, I got to write him an email. What am I going to say? What?
Oh, I've already been. That's all. That's why I can't. Just as we were sitting here.
I was like, is this the Exorcist? Her head's spinning over there. Jeez.
You know what it feels like? I don't know. I'm going to use a movie reference again, but the movie As Good As It Gets. Where she's, is it Helen?
Yeah, trying to write a
letter.
She's
writing that letter to Jack Nicholson. And she's writing it and writing it and writing it. That's what's going on in my head. Like, you just want to say the right things. And I know it'll all come out right better than when I was in person. That's the first thing I'm going to say is, hey, I couldn't even speak when I was well, it's like the lights are on you all of a sudden, and mm-hmm. I was sweating. I'm like, great, everything's going to look like I'm soaked.
Soaked.
Under the, my great. Armpits. That's the first thing I said to Dr. Barnard when I met him. Mm. I can't believe I said it too. Like, we all got to take pictures of him after we finished Food for Life, and I... I'm standing right next, you know, when we're ready to take our picture. I'm like, I can't believe I'm standing here. I said, you're making my pit sweat. And I thought, why would you say that? Oh, I always do something like that.
That's, well, because that's just good. Good. That's how you make people comfortable, by being real. No, should. Seriously. You can't just be fake and it just doesn't work.
I'm just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing.
Right.
Inspiring people everywhere I go.
Yeah. You know what we did? It's almost like a math equation. It's 3L to the S power.
I'm sorry, what?
It's learn it, live it, love it, share it.
That is what we were doing. Mm-hmm. That's why we started this. That's why we're in here. Just, we want more people to know because we truly care.
Yeah.
That's what that last text said from her last night on the plane when I was reading before we took off. She's really? Like, yeah, just hearing stuff like that.
That's awesome.
We do. We do care.
Heck yeah.
We do care. I don't even know what to say.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's just been a hell of a week.
It has been.
And my goodness.
Like, yeah, we're back.
I mean, that extra time of being delayed, hours, was a good time for you to work your magic with people. You know, you helped
where?
A whole family on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Well,
with Joy. Remember her name was Joy?
Joy, I hope you're listening.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I didn't have much time. So in those moments of that, like what I call planned intervention, mm-hmm. you know, you'll hear me say like, when you're ready, or let me know if you need anything. And, you know, it can be really overwhelming.
It's great though, because when they come out with those questions, they're ready. This is the time.
Yeah, she had a lot of great questions. Mm-hmm. And that's when I when people are not ready.
Yeah.
And that's that.
You know, just like me working in the metals and stuff. I mean, you got to strike when the iron's hot.
You're not in there like heating up metals.
No, well, I heat treat tooling at work, but I don't have to like whack on it with a hammer or nothing.
I know. What are you talking about?
But anyways, I mean, that's awesome. You gotta, when people are ready, we're here. When you're
Let
ready,
me ask
we're here.
You this.
And you're ready. I already know.
Let me ask you this. What was your favorite moment of the conference? Or like, who did you like the most? What did you...
That you can't. Because yeah, it's almost like, that's like picking your most favorite.
Christy Funk. She was like amazing.
I know. Everybody was. There was a whole day of women's health issues and then men's health issues. And then we just beat the crap out of ultra-processed food and more grapes on the Grieger. There's more grapes on the box than is in the product. It's
a blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, gross. Well,
so since I do
it's
a lot
scary
of...
scary because those are vegan and people are... Oh, God,
since
don't,
I do a
don't.
Lot of the delivery, I want to flex your nutrition knowledge.
Oh, no.
You
she
are
put me on the spot.
You are a nutrition expert.
This episode is not brought to you by Pop-Tarts.
No.
Nor will ever be.
Never. What would you explain to... Explain what... We just learned the latest on processed foods.
For the love of kale, we're doing the right things.
We're doing the right things over here.
What it is, I'll tell you what, I wish I had it in front of me. This, it's called the Novo scale. Just with the, barely unprocessed, slight light process, high process, ultra high process. They just categories of food, you know, and like fruits and vegetables and all that's like, you know, it's taken out of the field and shoved in the store. So that's like minimal process. Is that how they
potatoes.
Call it?
Potatoes.
Yeah. That's minimally processed. But you know what also is minimally processed? Eggs, meat,
right.
Fish, you know, not ground beef. Now that's more processed, but just a steak is in the same category as, and this is like, listen, that's where you really see we are not on the same
playing field.
This is, somebody's cheating here. And it ain't us.
And how does that affect the way doctors are taught?
What do you mean? That is all affected. We went through this on an episode. I touched a little bit of how it all started with, you know, the founder, not the founders, but the medical schooling and medical association. And so
that's why you have your doctors telling you,
That's just how they learned. I mean, right in the beginning,
no it was fruit, like, you know, no fruit.
Any schools that are pushing health or, you know, reversing or curing or anything like that, if they don't go with our prescriptions and our medicines, then they didn't get funding. I mean, like 100 out of 160 schools were shut down right in, you know, early 1900s.
We're changing that.
And they just, and the ones that, yeah, we are. This is why we're here. We're here for that
thanks
reason.
Thanks to all these great mentors. I'm sorry you get frustrated.
No,
I'm
just I love it. It's just
thanks to all of these great mentors who've paved the way for us with their rigorous work, their studies, their research. Just look at what they've all laid out to make this happen.
Well, yeah.
We're just delivering it. We didn't do the research. I didn't. Mm-mm. We've been there.
That's right.
So as you were saying.
I forgot now. But anyways, they shut down a ton of medical schools because if you're not going with their program, with these prescriptions, with these medicines, they just shut down your funding, which shuts you down. And I guess the main thing here is you got to just pay attention to when you hear something, whether or not it's, is that really real? Is that how it is or whatever? And search for the truth behind it.
Since we didn't have time to get questions together, but please leave questions in the comments.
I got a question.
Let me ask you this. So, and I know already the answer, you guys, because if you're in class or you join Plantspiration, we talk about this extensively on the daily. It's our program runs on the science. So,
and donations.
Exactly.
And all of that money goes right back out to the community.
That's right. We volunteer our time so you have more time.
Yeah.
This is a great question, though. People ask all the time, like, what about these processed meats, these processed plant-based meats, I should say, mm-hmm. like Beyond Burgers or the Whoppers at Burger King that are vegan or the vegan cheeses. So,
it's a better than situation, how we heard last year from Dr. Gardner.
Exactly. It's a better than. So depending on where you're at. So if you've got, the number one thing I hear from people is they have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes.
Yep. One of the main three.
Start off with. So when we're talking about chronic disease.
Which is all the same disease, really.
Yeah. It's all diet. It's all a nutrient deficiency, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me just break that down. It's all about nutrient deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get enough fiber, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, antioxidants,
and too
phytonutrients,
much animal products and fats and cholesterol.
Yeah. There's a way to fix this, but it's going to take a minute to undo what you learned, and it's going to take a minute to absorb and embrace what you're about to learn at Plantspiration.
Learn it, live it, love it, then share it.
It's inspiring watching people reverse disease.
I'm telling you, man.
Lose weight. We didn't go over this in the health report because we didn't do it, but
exactly.
At Plantspiration, people have reversed heart disease, diabetes, hypothyroid, angina, inflammation, eczemas, infertilities, PCOS, mm-hmm. Restless leg syndrome,
mm-hmm. ED.
Yep. Eating disorders, erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
Yeah, that's lots of erectile dysfunction, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, and we'll get into that a little bit with our class on Wednesday because erectile dysfunction is also another indicator if that's something like that going on. And it's not in all cases, and I'm not a doctor. No. We're just talking about the research is that's an indicator that if those arteries are already clogged up down there, and those arteries are like the size of McDonald's coffee straws.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas our arteries up here are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You eat that animal, that has cholesterol in it. Let me just get this down.
Yeah.
All animals have cholesterol. If we were really meant to be eating cholesterol, these pipes up here,
they wouldn't get clogged.
Y'all, they wouldn't get clogged.
What do all animal product not have?
Fiber.
Fiber, baby, and that's what you need to clean out your arteries now that we shoved them all with cholesterol and animal fats. And that's why I started feeling so good right away. Well, it was like I started running some premium fuel in the system. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Well, I can further explain that.
Sometimes I forget, holy shit, I'm 58. I can't act like that.
People get
shocked. It's almost hard because I have so much energy.
True, true. So you were mentioning that you were feeling so good, and I'm just going to flex here. Well, the reason why people feel so good when they start going plant-based is because that fiber, like we talk about, the fiber is the real MVP. Mm-hmm. That fiber goes in, it revs your mitochondria, it revs your metabolism. But when it comes to, and we'll talk more about this in our class on heart disease, that fiber is opening up the arteries. It's also feeding that gut biome, which is the ultimate center of how your life, it's the predictor of what's going to happen next.
Exactly.
And if you're not getting all that fiber and enough in, you're not feeding those short chain fatty acids that are giving that butyrate, which are actually what's going to help fight those diseases.
That's right. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. I don't know if I could have even said all that, but I can because I'm a nutrition expert as well.
But put me in front of Grieger and Ornish and I can't even talk.
And it's like you got to have two tongues.
I better get used to it because I don't think that this is going to be the last time.
You've done talks in front of hundreds of people. What's going on? It's just a dude. It's just a guy.
It's not just a guy or a dude.
It's a guy that's like the grandfather of lifestyle medicine. I mean, you were like with Ornish, like.
He shared the post that I said the godfather of. Well, he said it. They introduced him as the godfather of lifestyle medicine.
Oh, the godfather. That's right. That's right.
And that's true. And that's how I feel. Like, what can I do to just keep you pass the torch on? I just want to do right and keep making an impact in this world because we have a planet of people who are eating themselves to death. And they think that this is just as good as it gets. We did too.
I know. I just thought that was it. You know, I'm floating around in the pool in the backyard, you know, just living life. Steaks on the grill, drink in hand. This is it. That ain't it.
Grieger said, it doesn't even look like you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, whipping through my phone.
Yeah. Oh,
he was shocked. I know. I was like, yeah, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing because I've never been this size. I never felt like this. I never did this. I didn't think I could be. Like I said last week or the couple weeks ago, you have to eat more to be more. And this is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. When you get enough fiber in, you know, ditched my heart disease, ditched all that high cholesterol, ditched the high blood pressure, ditched the chronic. Just when you start feeling so good, you want to do everything.
Yep. When you ditch it, you enrich it. Okay. Look out.
Oh my gosh. What a week.
So glad you guys were back for another episode. You know what I didn't mention before? We're a 501c3 nonprofit.
I forgot I did that too.
That's right.
I forgot.
So anyways, you know, for bigger donors or, you know, however that goes, there's definitely tax breaks.
We were just working on Giving Tuesday already. That comes up really quick. Right? And I forgot to even... I think I forgot to even do a fundraiser for my birthday. Like on Facebook, you can add Plantspiration.
It's the same day, but.
On Facebook, by the way, you can add Plantspiration as one of your, for my birthday.
For my birthday. Yeah. That's really cool.
Donate to Plantspiration.
Heck yeah.
And you're helping save more lives. Mm-hmm. Veterans are free.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. With these donations, we're not using it to go to see ICNM, okay? What we are doing, though, is we're helping people that that maybe can't afford it, giving them grants. This is for veterans, like she said. So when you're helping yourself, you're also helping somebody else. It's almost like a twofer. So when I hear people charging thousands of dollars for, you know, 4 or 6 weeks, I mean, I know people have to make a living, but we're not going to do that. Like that.
That's not part of our mission.
That's not. No, it's not.
Our mission is to educate, motivate, and inspire and make this attainable and sustainable for
everybody. Well, how do you guys live is what I hear. Well,
John works.
Yeah. I have a machine shop, my own machine shop for a long time now. What, 23 years, something like that. And I run a machine shop down the road at a big multi-million dollar spring company. So we're doing all right. We're staying above water. And I still have time to donate to Plantspiration and volunteer my time. And I'm getting claps for me and for
I'm
you.
So grateful, honestly. And
for you guys out there. We love you guys.
You're making it happen. You showing up, you listening to this is the reason why we're still here. So I've got not only did we just make it to episode 40, which 40. I think you should give it some claps for that. We couldn't have made it.
Hey. Also for Dr. Barnard, 40th year of PCRM.
That's right. Look at that. See what I mean?
Give me that.
I was just a wee little one while this was already brewing, and I feel like this is that vortex that I was meant to be in.
He started at the year I graduated, 1985. Shh.
That's amazing, actually.
That is awesome. Again, look, this seriously.
This is why we're here. None of this would be happening if it wasn't for the work, the extraordinary work of these mm-hmm. incredible mentors, doctors, leaders of lifestyle medicine is what they are. The leaders of reversing disease.
Seriously.
All of them. I'm so grateful. I'm at a loss of words of what to say when I see them in person, but boy, can I go off in here.
I know. I just can't practice anything. It's just got to happen in a moment.
We're really learning that.
I am anyways.
Well,
trying to remember this.
I can't believe how I got.
It was awesome. But no, when you got to sit down and talk. Now, if Dr. Orner said, hey, well, let's sit down. I want to hear about it. You would have been, you know, gave him the same.
Same story. Like mm-hmm. we did it. And
no when, more than in a nutshell.
And really the importance of what they did for me. It wasn't just like, oh, I watched her story when I saw Forks Over Knives. It was mm-hmm. exactly the research that I kept going to when everybody was questioning what I was doing, yeah. when I was doubting myself, when I was like, am I messing up my family? Am I messing up myself? Like, look at how overwhelming it was when we were trying to do the right thing.
I know.
And everybody was crapping on it.
Always trying to do the right thing, you know?
I'm not just talking about friends or family. I'm talking about the medical system.
Oh, yeah.
It was absurd what I went through.
Yep. The pediatrician even giving you shit with the kids. Like,
it's validating, dude, to be in a room with these people doing mm-hmm. now the work that they've paved the way for. For the parents and the people, the mothers, the daughters, the brothers, the husbands, the people out there who aren't getting this information from their doctor, their dietitian, their nutritionist, this is why we're working so hard to bring it out there for everybody to be able to embrace. Listen, plants work for everyone, and everyone has a right to know. That's we're here right. when you're ready at Plantspiration.
Heck yeah.
We have an incredible lifestyle medicine program. That's right. I couldn't believe it works. I got to tell Dr. Ornish that.
Yeah. I mean, is that
I
great?
Was like, we have a lifestyle. I run a nonprofit who takes a lifestyle medicine approach to preventing, reversing, and treating disease thanks to all your groundbreaking work.
Yeah.
Where's my claps for that?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, where all are we right. at on time? Are we over?
Yeah, we're crushing it.
Well, we're over because we're so excited for the unbelievable amount of information. There, we cannot possibly get it out in this one podcast.
I know, just trying to describe it.
We can't.
I botched a lot of things up, but I tell you what, I just got to get my head wrapped around all the information that
we're
came
not
in.
Done.
It's like that wheel is still like downloading in my brain, just going around.
Wheels keep on turning.
Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you to our 58,000 followers that we've gained. I cannot get it for the love of God.
Can you believe that? I mean,
it's happening.
We're well over 600,000 views and
18,000 likes. So please keep it up. What you're doing, by the way, when people come up to us and they say, hey, Plantspiration, I mean, how did you find us? YouTube, social media, mm-hmm. somebody shared you.
I see
you
on Instagram. I came across your podcast.
Somebody shared us. Somebody shared this. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking of somebody who is struggling with losing weight, who's struggling with preventing or reversing disease or getting the information, or they're not sure where to begin, or you have all the cookbooks, you know, because then there's that whole field of, well, we know what plant-based is. We've been through other programs. Yeah. We've read the books. We've done the stuff. Like I said, we have an incredible lifestyle medicine program backed
up
with.
This really puts, like they say, the rubber to the road. Thing, you know. You know what I just realized? This is the supplement you need, Plantspiration.
This is the supplement you need.
Yeah. You
and
heard
it's
it here
cheaper.
First. Oh,
and it's cheaper Gosh. Than most supplements.
You
How
can't
much
even
are
get
you
a prescription every month for $50. This
How
is
much
everything.
Are you paying for supplements right now?
This I mean, you think about that. That's 4 cooking classes, a bunch of coaching. You get a one-on-one in there with you, right?
Yes.
You get group coaching. You get just a funness of... You know, the stuff you see on YouTube, like the members get that earlier. So it's
everything.
Awesome, you know. Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
post the lives of the Monday motivation or the Wednesday cooking classes or the Thursday
thrives.
No, I
mean the cooking, the shopping hauls. Those are the best.
So I got to sit next to this.
Those are just your shopping hauls have brought people in. Like True. I saw your shopping haul. It was just awesome. I had to come in and check it out and they're still here.
Well, I figured.
They're doing great.
I figured if I'm going shopping... I have to eat.
Yeah.
And I eat a lot, by the way. People mm-hmm. My pants are already up to here. I've been eating so much. I'm eating my plants off right now.
I mean, let me tell you something. Those pants are, Those pants are a whole story of itself. Are those the infamous pants we were talking about last time? They had to search all over the state for.
Yeah, they're the pants. I'm gonna
call like four or five stores.
I'm gonna wear them every single day.
Yikes! We're gonna need a second pair.
I literally ate so much; they got bigger.
I can't even believe it.
I want people to wrap their head around that.
Seriously.
If you watched my Instagram, I posted all the food I was eating, and I'm talking like mega piles of food.
And then you put these pants on this morning. I'm like, are you sure you couldn't use a smaller size? Well, like, I can now. What the hell happened?
This is why I trademarked the Eat Your Plants Off nutrition classes, right, so that we can share with people exactly how we get this down. This week, we're going to be talking about reversing heart disease, mm-hmm, making Buddha bowls, we're making burritos, and we're making some. Actually, I'm bringing in burritos. A dessert.
This is great.
I'm bringing in a dessert from Dr. Grieger.
Nice.
So we can talk about that. And I think I was going to say something else. Thank you. I think this is our outro.
Shallow and views and shallow.
There's so much more.
Share and follow.
Oh, I will add this one more thing. And even at the end, we also have Inside Plantspiration in the group. Maybe I shouldn't even give it away, but
give it away now.
There's daily challenges. There's daily work. This group of people over here.
You gotta let them know that, because
we do weekly giveaways, monthly giveaways. There's a reward system, the dopamine system.
It's the interaction of the group, the posting of your stuff, your plates, your workout, whatever you're doing. You know, you collect all entries into our spinny thingy for what are we giving away?
We give away California balsamics every week.
California balsamics, that's right.
No salt, no sugar, no oil, no problem. These things are awesome. So we're always giving it back, and we're always inspiring people. We're popping off that dopamine. There's a great reward system to feeling good over here, and we can't wait to share more with you guys. I want to just say, I got to go for a bike ride.
All right.
I know I'm tired, but I think I got to at least get out on the bike.
I got to go out in a shop and cut some metal or something on the mill or the lathe.
I got some emails to run too. but we wanted to come in here and take a moment to tell you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We would love to have you join us. So if you're ready to crush it, if you're ready to crush chronic disease, you've come to the right place.
That's right.
We'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, drink some water, and go text somebody that you love.
I'm going to drink some water.
I'm so grateful for everybody, and have that gratitude.
Thank you guys
as well. All right, let's get out of here. We'll be back next week with some more. See you guys around.